It feels good. You know, anytime you win, anytime you're over 500, you haven't been over 500 in a while. So anytime you you win, it feels good, especially a home win, a good one for the fans, a good one for this team, our confidence. So we're excited about it.
What was the mood when you went down 20-10 in the third after they ripped off that long touchdown?
Just resilient. I mean, we understood we were going to have another shot, you know, another crack at it. So we just wanted to go out there and put a drive together and get some points, and we did that.
Your initial impressions of Odell Beckham Jr.?
Amazing. I mean, he's a good player. He just worked so hard to get out there on that field, and for him to come out, have a big game, score a touchdown, I think it's indicative of the type of guy he is, the type of person he is, and him making some plays, it's going to be tough to beat all of us.
Do you think that play when he got behind the defense changed the way they played defensively?
I think so. I think they had to take account for it a little bit more. I think they had to understand that he's also a threat. And they played us differently from then on. They played a lot more kind of a little bit more of cloud coverage, a little bit more man underneath, try to bump and run us a little bit. So they're going to have to, you know, change some things up when he's out there on that field, and it's good.
This is kind of similar to the offense as well, maybe the character that he's built when you come back like you did in a game like this.
Absolutely. I mean, it says a lot about the type of players that we have, the character that we have on this team. And, you know, it's just, you know, we've been in positions like that before in the past and have come through. And I think although we got some new guys on the team, we were able to come back, and they knew exactly what the energy was in order for us to come back.
Can you show us how far the offense has come in a short period of time?
The offense is moving along greatly at a great pace. I think there's so many little nuances and little wrinkles that we have to throw in there that it's hard for the defense to get a beat on it exactly. So we had it all on display today, and we were you know, contributing and making some big plays.
Given the criticism of this offense in the past, how validating are these pass rushes?
They're good. I mean, they're good. Obviously, you just want to continue to get better. You don't want to, you know, listen to a lot of the things that are being said. You want to keep your foot on the gas, stay down in your books, and continue going forward. But obviously, you want to take a minute to kind of realize what's going on and what's happened. And we feel good about it. We feel good about what we have offensively. We love doubters. We want to continue to prove them wrong and continue to move forward.
Do they fuel you?
They fuel all of us. They fuel all of us. They fuel everything that we do each and every day, to work harder, to be motivated each and every time we come out on that field. What's that? Say that again? Just keeping our foot on the gas. Just understanding that there's a whole half left. There's a lot of ball game left, and we just wanted to continue to put our best foot forward and continue playing football.
When you think about the passing game as a whole, can you describe to us how much deeper it is with Odell out there? I mean, tell us a little bit about his speed and what he does to the defense.
It's a lot different. Obviously, he's a guy that can take the top off with his speed and with his strength to go up over the top. And I think it changes things. I think it opens up our playbook just a little bit more to continue to call those down the field pads, continue to open up defenses. And I think it's good. I think it's good for us. You see, the defense had to do some different things once he was out there on the field, and it felt good.
Can you imagine where his head is at right now, what he must feel like? You've been in that position, that perfect game. You waited so long.
I think he's exuberant right now. He doesn't even know how to put it into words. But I just talked to him. I told him I was proud of him. I told him I was excited for what he did today. And I just told him we got a lot more work to do. We got a lot of things to do. Enjoy it. I told him to enjoy it today. It's a good feeling. It's a great feeling. But tomorrow we got work to do, and we got to continue to push forward.